This is Horribly Off Topic, episode number 250.
We finally got here.
Yeah. I'm Chris.
And I'm Steve.
And, you know, in theory... In theory, our 250th... Or 250... Well, I gotta add all the... Should it be 256, 258... I don't know. It's 52. In theory, there'd be 52 episodes a year.
We did that for the first like 3 years.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we started taking breaks. We got a little sloppy, and we apologize.
Yeah, but I mean, some people like it sloppy.
Yeah.
There's probably a whole.
I think your handle in college was Sloppy Party Bottom.
How did you remember that? I mean, I've mentioned it once. And I tried to take it back, but it didn't work because now here's Steve bringing.
I feel
it
like
up
you're yelling, Chris. Are you...
All those. No, I'm good.
No, but it seems like you're yelling.
I'm
like,
not trying to yell.
But you don't have to yell.
I don't
want
to yell.
Turn yourself down a little bit, and then you don't have to speak as loud.
Well, I turn myself up a bit, and then I don't have to speak as loud. This thing is loud.
It's because you're being loud.
I'm not being loud. I'm trying to. I can't hear goddamn anything. It's fucking weird.
I can sure as heck hear you.
All right. Well, I'm glad you can hear me. Sloppy Party Bottom. That was my college nickname before I got together with Steph, and then I kind of cleaned up a little bit. Didn't quite go. What was the old word? Straight edge. Didn't quite go straight edge, but I stopped partying as much because I got myself.
Well, you're
a
kind of like you're not straight edge in the sense that you preach it or anything, but you kind of are. Like you don't typically drink. You don't typically I don't think you've ever smoked cigarettes.
Nope.
And you don't smoke the reefer.
I don't smoke the doobage. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Yeah, but it's not because I think there's anything wrong with it. It's not for me.
Yeah, I mean,
I like to be
occasionally
control of my
you'll
emotions.
Have a Midori sour.
Yeah.
I mean, if you ever see Chris out in the wild and you wanna make his day, get him a sweet melon beverage.
Oh, sweet melon beverages are the thing that I think that actually did start in college. Although
your Midori sour,
fetish? As I recall, I remember being introduced to the concept of Midori at that point, but I don't know if I actually had any of them. My friend Sean, I don't think Sean Baptiste. He was a community manager for
community.
He was a community manager for, not Rockstar, the guys who make Rock Band.
Harmonix, yes.
Yeah, he worked for Harmonix for a number of years, and now he's worked for a couple of other game companies over the years. And so Sean and I went to college together for a couple of years, and I believe it was Sean who brought over a tray of Midori Jello shots to... So, listener, you cannot see the expression that Steve just made, but it was... It was disgusted. Is that too?
Yeah, I think I was just kind of like, ugh.
Yeah. Okay. So uncomfortable.
Well, no, not uncomfortable. I think the aural representation of what the face I just made was, ugh.
Okay. There you go. I think Sean brought those over. I don't recall if I had one, but I liked that it was basically like green Jello, and so I filed it in my mental Rolodex. I was like, that might be a liquor that I need to try someday.
So, okay.
And
so they
so
were,
I don't remember the first time
they
I
were Jello
had
shots made with Midori.
Yes.
Did they have melon Jello and then melon liqueur?
Or
was it plain gelatin and Midori?
I don't know. Because I didn't make them. Sean made them. Sean brought them. Somebody made
them. Can we get him on the show?
I don't know. We could probably ask.
All right. Yeah. I wouldn't mind having a guest every once in a while. I mean, we tried to get Ryan here today, but unfortunately scheduling and whatnot, but, anybody that you think that would want to come on the show,
I will
if you're a listener in the general Boston area and you, you're remotely entertaining and would like to join us sometime.
No, we say remotely because remember, it's me. Steve's here and you're entertaining. So all you have to do is be just even slightly more entertaining than me. And that is a very low bar. I think we would say a very, very, very low bar, like a little bar low enough for Smurfs.
I mean, I think you're selling yourself a little bit short, Chris. I mean, you are sometimes entertaining.
Okay, well, thank you. Yeah, sloppy party bottom, Midori Sours.
No, but like, yeah, the next time we talk to him, I want an answer to this question. Okay. Like what, or he probably won't remember.
Well, the thing is, Sean actually went through a series. I mean, he's been, he made a pilot. He's been very public about this. He dealt with a whole bunch of head stuff, including having to have stents put in his brain at some point. So a lot of his memory
I have heard of stents in your heart or
I feel like it was up. I don't know if it was actually in the brain, but it was up in the head or neck area.
That's redonkulous.
Yeah, so he's a cyborg. Is the way that he put it to me when I bumped into him on the Red Line years and years ago at this point.
Yeah, but you haven't taken the train in years, so.
Oh, gosh, yeah. No, but this is way, way back in the day, and his memory may be a little bit shot, so I don't know if he'll remember, and not from doing too many drugs or too much alcohol, just
because they put machinery in his brain.
Yeah, some crap happened, and he's now, he could be a character in Mortal Kombat. It could be a cyborg.
Right? Like Kano?
Kano
a cyborg or does he just have a metal face?
I think he just has a metal face. I feel like I watched a video recently where he was having that conversation with...
Kano was?
with Terminator. So one of the one of the new playable characters you can download is the T-800. Old T-800. So it's like aged, grizzled Arnold Schwarzenegger. And I think he and Jax definitely have who has metal arms, definitely have a conversation about who's a cyborg.
Well, Jax in Mortal Kombat 2 had regular arms, I believe. And then they were ripped off by Goro or whatever.
Yeah. And he calls himself cybernetically enhanced. Not, I don't know. They have some debate. I feel like there is also one, excuse me. sorry.
If you're going to burp, like, do it.
Well, I know I could have done it proper.
Yeah.
Could have done it dirty and proper. I think Kano has some conversation with Arnold about whether he's a cyborg, but I can't remember the conclusion. Would you classify Kano as a cyborg?
I mean, if he has some sort of cybernetic implant, then yes.
Mm, okay. Yeah.
He doesn't have to be all robot all the time.
He doesn't have to be more machine than man.
More human than human.
I of all the dumb like YouTube rabbit holes I've gone down, I went down.
You went down a Rob Zombie rabbit hole?
No, it was my reference that I went down before you made the Rob Zombie reference. I made a Star Wars reference, and I went down the rabbit hole of like what people expect to happen in the next and supposedly final. Skywalker-centric Star Wars movie. And because apparently there's going to be a new trailer on Monday.
Oh, cool. Is it at the D28 whatever?
No, it has something. It's going to be on Monday Night Football because, of course, ABC
owns.
Yeah. Disney owns ABC and ESPN. Actually, I think Monday Night Football now is on ESPN. At any rate, it's going to be on.
But it's all the Disney owns.
Yeah.
ESPN because they own ABC, right. Which owns ESPN.
And
they own everything, so it's fine.
So there's all sorts of theories about, you know.
Oh, I finally got the email from Disney saying they want to buy the show.
There was another video I went down the other day. It was about Disney wanting to buy, and I can't believe this actually got dignified on a somewhat legit YouTube channel. I had seen it on a YouTube channel that most people say that guy is full of shit and you shouldn't pay attention to him. But then a week later, the same rumor pops up on Nerdist, which is it's reputable. And the rumor was that Disney wanted to buy the rights for Spider-Man from Sony for $5 billion.
That's a lot of like PS5 development money.
It is, yeah. So it, I mean, you know, then they got into like Sony wanting, you know, there was a point at which Sony wanted to get out of the movie business and focus more on hardware. And I was like, yeah, don't go down that path because that shit ain't happening because that's antitrust fucking shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they could buy the rights to Spider-Man, but they are not going to be able to buy the rights, like buy out Sony, because they've already bought out fucking Fox. And even I wouldn't say it barely happened, but I definitely saw like the hairs on the back of people's necks raising up. So $5 billion for Spider-Man, I don't think it's out of the question, but I think we'll have to see.
Well, Tom Holland, I mean, he apparently fucking... Yeah.
He went to bat. He was like, I want you guys to kiss and make up. And they did.
That's so nice of him. He's such a nice boy.
He's a very nice boy. My daughter loves him, my 13-year-old. So I think he's the first. I don't know. I don't know. Do we have that equivalent as dudes? Like, I don't think that she... I don't think that she wants him in any kind of, like... more than a 13-year-old way. She just has a crush on him. And so I wonder, we could certainly ask any listeners in our audience,
right,
male or female, if they
have. What is the new email address, Chris?
Oh, yes, you could. Well, you can still use the old one, but...
Which is hot@clarkwoods.com.
But hot@horriblyofftopic.com. So didn't want to make it that hard for anybody. hot@horriblyofftopic.com. You can email us and tell us who your first... celebrity crush was.
Yeah, it could, you know, any boyhood or galhood crush that you had when you were...
Yeah, so I'm rather pleased that her first sort of serious girlhood crush is Tom Holland.
Is a sweet boy.
Yeah, he's a sweet boy.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
And he's not like alt-right, so that's perfect.
It's perfect. Do you remember having a boyhood crush of around 12, 13, whatever?
I
can't think of one myself. That's why I'm asking you.
I think there was just, you know, I think it was just pretty ladies on the TV.
Yeah,
like,
well, yeah, it's exactly that. It's kind of like when I try to put myself in, like, do the math. I'm like, so I was born in 77. We're talking like 1989, 1990. We're talking about me being 12, 13. And so I try to put myself there. I definitely, like within that year or so, found myself attracted to the, this is going to sound really stupid, the redheaded girl from Wilson Phillips, which was weird because she was the one that sang the least, or at least sang the least lead. It was the other two, her sister, the brunette, and the blonde who was their friend. They definitely sang more, but I was enamored of her.
I'm trying to think of, like, so this was been freshman year of high school. What movies came out that year?
Let's see. For you, we're talking 92, 93.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a good question. We could look it up.
I'll look it up.
You go, yeah, no, I mean, it's so, like, I generally, like, I think of... there was this is a deep dive. You remember the toy series / TV series Captain Power? Do you remember this at all?
Yeah.
Okay, so Captain Power, for those of you who don't know, was a series of toys that interacted with your TV program.
Obviously, it was Genie from Aladdin that I've had a super...
Well, there was a female character on the TV series of for Captain Power, who I remember having a crush on a little bit, and then
I'm gonna go to 93 because 92 seems to I think I was still a little bit too.
But I don't know if she was nice like Tom Holland. That's the big question is, were our boyhood crushes, you know, sweet gals in the way that Tom Holland is a sweet boy. I don't know. That's a good question.
I think maybe it was In Alicia Silverstone or something like that. I think that might have been like when like the Crazy video was on MTV.
She was that. I watched a, because my wife and kids love lip sync battles, which like we will watch them on YouTube because I don't even know if we get Spike, which I think is the channel that they're on. At any rate, there was an Alicia Silverstone...
The TV channel for guys, dude.
There was an Alicia Silverstone lip-sync battle where she lip-synced to Crazy. The one that she was in the video. Or was it Crying that she did the lip-sync to? She was in both of those videos, but yeah. I can't remember which she lip-synced to. So that was pretty funny. Yeah, Alicia Silverstone...
I think that might have been... that seems...
And she seemed nice.
That seemed on brand for me.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, that makes sense. Oh, Kelly Bundy?
Oh, yeah.
Although that feels like the dirtier, seedier side of things to me. Because it was Married with Children and because the whole show was so sexed up, I don't feel like that's the equivalent of my daughter liking Tom Holland. I'm like, what I'm trying to figure out is like.
Well, I mean, if you look, there, I don't think there was an equivalent.
Yeah.
Like,
no.
Or if there was, the radar blip didn't go around right, for us because we were just pervy young boys.
Yeah. Yeah. I think there was something. When did The Wizard come out?
I think that was when Mario 3, so 89.
So Jenny Lewis, who was in...
Or 90. I think it was 90.
Okay, so maybe... So that is kind of like... I remember thinking Jenny Lewis was cool. And then also thinking she was... This might...
I mean, you were probably about the same age, so I think this
might be... Jenny Lewis might be the closest, right? Because I remember thinking, oh, it's cool that she's like she's different from a lot of the girls that I know. She's also cute. She plays video games, which... I was terrible.
You are super good at them.
I was terrible at them, but, and she kind of rejects the cool looking dude,
Lucas,
and hangs out with Fred Savage, who I'm not saying he's a bad looking dude. He's just, he's a little bit dorkier than Lucas.
I like how that Fred Savage has just decided to stop acting and now he just directs. He directs like It's Always Sunny episodes.
Oh,
and
I did not
some
know
other
that.
Shit. And occasionally does voiceover for a fucking car commercial.
I would like to see, speaking of Fred Savage, I would like to see the version of Deadpool 2 that they put out in theaters, the PG-13 version that had Deadpool talking to Fred Savage. And I don't even know how I would do that. Like, I own Deadpool 2, but I'm not going to go out and spend another $20 to get the Fred Savage version if it's even available.
Well,
but I would love to see... Deadpool.
Is this something that would be on, your Disney Plus once you buy it?
Maybe. Well, that's a good point. I mean, I did buy my 2 years, 3 years of Disney Plus up front because I got it at a discount. Yeah, maybe.
So yeah, let us know.
Okay.
So I'll you can to, watch.
Thank you for that. That's
the Once Upon a Deadpool.
Once Upon a Deadpool. Thank you. I couldn't even remember what it was called. Oh my gosh, I'm getting old.
Yes, we're getting old. You just got a little bit older.
Wow, that's a great... Wow, it's like I almost set up a transition there.
Last weekend, we did not do a show because, I don't know, we were busy as... Well, I don't know about you.
I had a birthday and you had an anniversary.
Yeah.
I think that's a pretty good fucking reason.
We doubled up on reasons there. So Chris, you're the answer now, aren't
I you? Am the answer. That's what my brother told me. And we had a disagreement about this back... when my brother was here for the summer, he said, maybe it was even when we were saying goodbye. He was like, you're about to have your meaning of life year. And I was like, well, wait a minute. Wasn't my meaning of life year between when I was 41 and when I turned 42? Like, wasn't I supposed to figure it out by the time I got to 42? And he was like, no.
No, so you have this year.
Once you are 42, that's when you figure it out. So sometime this year, I'm supposed to, the meaning of life is supposed to occur to me.
All right. Well,
hopefully
you'll have
it on to everybody.
Hopefully you'll have this epiphany like on the show. So like we can have like some notoriety.
Well, we still have 40 minutes left. So maybe, maybe somewhere.
And we
in
still
here.
Have most of an entire year.
Yes. But there's still chance today that today, the first one after my birthday, I'll have an epiphany about, the meaning of life. which I, you know, I think is probably going to have something to do with plastics.
You're making Hitchhiker's Guide mush with fucking The Graduate.
Is that what it is? I don't know. Somebody did that. Was it Kevin Smith? I don't know. I feel like maybe it was Kevin Smith in like Dogma or some shit like that, where somebody asked about the meaning of life, and then maybe it was like fucking George Carlin, or it was Crotchless Chris Rock. Crotchless Chris Rock.
Okay.
Maybe it was one of them that was like plastics. Or maybe it was Alan Rickman translating for Alanis Morissette. Because Alan Rickman's job was to like translate what Alanis Morissette couldn't say because she was God. And if she spoke, your head would explode.
Right.
Okay. I don't know. Somebody said plastics. Somebody did that mashup before me, and I just want to give them credit.
Okay. Yeah. So, Kevin Smith, you're before you started smoking weed, you made good movies.
That's questionable.
Well, some I don't know.
Them,
like they
some
were,
of them were okay.
They were good for the time.
Yeah. Yeah. I still think Chasing Amy is probably... It probably has to be viewed through a certain lens, but I still think it's a good movie.
It's definitely problematic, severely.
Yeah, yeah,
you know, nowadays. But it was fine for 1993.
Yeah, something like that. They made it in 93, came out in 94.
I remember going to see it like in the theater. So I was
No. It's 96, 97. Because
oh yeah, you're
Clerks
right. Because
is like 92, 93. Mallrats is 95. As Captain America, no, sorry, Captain Marvel helped point out to us with the Stan Lee cameo, and then so it must be like 96, 97.
Yeah. So yeah, because what is it? Fucking. Because yeah, I remember going to see it in. I think we went to Burlington, and Yucca was driving, and Yucca was a year younger than us, right. And he had his license already.
Ah, okay. I got my, in honor of my birthday, I got my real ID.
You did talk about going to the DMV and having a not shitty time.
Yeah, it was. So I got it in the mail. I got it in the mail.
Now you can travel internationally.
I don't have a passport. I can travel after October, whatever of next year in this country by air.
My license doesn't expire until I think 2021. So if I want to do this, well, I mean, I guess I have to look at my passport to see when that expires because I should get that redone as well. Right. But I don't know if I should get my license a year before I need to.
That's a
because
good point.
Of the real ID nonsense.
Yeah. I don't know how that works. I mean, I don't imagine. Well, it's like, are they going to force everybody to do it a year? Yeah, maybe they are. I don't know.
Well, I should probably do it around my birthday.
Yeah.
Next year, because if I don't, then doing it October's the deadline or whatever. Do it before that deadline when everybody's going to be fucking doing it.
Yeah. Well, Stephanie did it. Her birthday is 2 weeks after, or 13 days after mine. And
but who's counting?
Who's counting? She did it the other day.
Just in case you guys out there that listen want to get his wife a present.
She did hers the other day, no problem. Of course, it helped that I was a good husband and I printed out everything she needed and whatever. She was very thankful for that because she had to do it on a day off. So she was in and out and, you know, fairly painless. But here's where, I guess my ID was not part of what made my birthday painful.
What was it that made your birthday? Did you fall on a fence post? Break your taint open?
Oh, God. That honestly, like, I think that has been a nightmare of mine in the past. Like landing on a...
Well, just don't jump over any goddamn fences, Chris.
I think it was back when I watched, like, the Bram Stoker's Dracula, the one that Gary Oldman is in. And I read about Vlad the Impaler, and then I was like, oh, God, And I imagined, and probably had a nightmare around that time, being impaled through the good old anus,
all the way up through to your head.
Yeah, that, and I was like, no. So that wasn't what happened. But
I like Gary Oldman as an actor. I like Gary Oldman. I mean, this is hardly a stretch. I mean, they'd stop putting him in movies if he wasn't any good.
Yes.
But there's plenty of actors that are not good that are in a bunch of movies.
This is true.
I like over the top Gary Oldman. Like I like that era of Gary Oldman. I like The Fifth Element. I like that. Yeah. I like The Professional. Like he is just fucking bonkers.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was, I'm glad that they, I think he does a really good job in, the later Harry Potter movies. But he was so good as crazy serious, like that image of him as Sirius Black that's on the poster, the moving image is such vintage. It's not it's maybe not as crazy as
it's vintage dated and fermented in the bottle.
But I forget how over the top he was back then, because when I'm thinking of him now, I'm thinking of him from the Chris Nolan Batman movies, and I'm thinking of him from the later Harry Potter films. But he was pretty bonkers at times. That mm-hmm. that Dracula was something else.
Mm-hmm.
I lost my virginity to that Dracula, as I think we've talked about.
I'm very, very proud of you, Chris.
Because
of it or while the movie was on?
While the movie was on.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. Doubled up.
Yeah. No, she was looking for something in my video collection that was just even vaguely, I think she would have been happy if there was actual porn somewhere, but there was not. Or at least there wasn't that I was willing to share.
Yeah. You're like, do I break out the copy of Huge Dumpers?
So we ended up with Dracula.
No,
because it was the one where she looked at the list and of like what I had, like on the labels, and she was like, "Okay, this one has
titties,
has boobies, yeah, three pair, attacking Keanu Reeves,
yeah."
What was I talking about?
Your birthday.
My birthday. Oh yeah. So,
The anniversary of your birth.
The anniversary of my
birth. To tie it into an anniversary theme.
Yeah, so we went out on Saturday, was my birthday, and
you didn't have to go to a rehearsal dinner this year.
Nope, did not have to go to a rehearsal dinner. I almost had to go to work, which I think I talked about a couple weeks ago, but I didn't. So we kind of got up, and then we were going out to the mall, although I can't remember exactly.
Oh my God, what a birthday.
Can't remember exactly why we initially were going to the mall. I do remember why we were there for longer than anticipated. So on the way there, we were talking. I had this idea earlier in the week that we're going to Disney World in December. And Melody is coming up on, my younger daughter, is coming up on the age when we got her older sister a phone. For emergencies and stuff like that. But I was thinking to myself, not that I want to imagine my 9-year-old getting lost in Disney World, but if she had a phone in like a little fanny pack or something, then we could track her down, or she could track us down.
Do you think like kids like that age wouldn't mind dressing like hipsters and having a fanny pack?
I don't know. Maybe it's not gonna be a fanny pack, but whatever the case.
Do you think that's like rude to say that in like Great Britain? Because like a fanny is like your vagina.
That's probably how it got its name though, right?
No, but like we call the fanny the backside.
I know, but now I'm thinking about it. Now that you point that out, I'm like, we don't usually wear the fanny pack where the American fanny is. We wear the fanny pack on the front side where the British fanny is.
No, well, I like Ween popularized this, and let me just tell you about Ween for a second. I got an email from Ticketmaster saying Ween is going to be in concert at the House of Blues on December 12th or 13th.
That's awesome, Steve. Are you going to go?
No.
Would you like to go?
Yes. But I got that email. I was like, I'll go buy tickets another time. Mm-hmm. And I should have bought them that day, that first day that I got that fucking email. Because I go, like, I think I think I got that email on a Friday, and, and then on Monday I go to buy the tickets and they were already sold out.
Holy shit.
And I'm
shit.
Like, what the fuck? Why is Ween like all of a sudden just like
it's
selling
all the
out
fanny
the house
pack
of blues?
Wearing hipsters. They all decided they were.
No, but they have a song called Strap On My Jammy Pack, and so you can call your, you know, you can call it a jammy pack.
Oh, cuz you're a dude and you got jammies instead of a fanny.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Got it.
So yeah, thanks Ticketmaster for but they kept on sending me emails. Are you still interested in going to the show? And I'm like, "Yes, but the fucking thing is sold out. Why are you fucking harassing me about it?"
That's gotta, I don't know. Is that a failure of which department is that a failure of? Like, did somebody set up a whole automated sequence, right? And they forgot to turn that shit off? It seems to me somebody in the marketing department either quit their job and that was the person who was in charge of turning that shit off, or just somebody's an idiot.
Yeah, but and then I go into StubHub and like it was like $100 per ticket. And I'm like, fuck that. I'm not paying $100 to go. Well, $200 because I probably want to go with somebody. Right, I don't know if Becky's going to be able to go, but I would like to take somebody along, not just go to a concert by myself.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. That's really embarrassing.
Yeah. And so I'm not going to pay $200 fucking dollars or like pay $100 and like kind of try to get somebody else to pay $100 to go to see this fucking show. It's that's not fucking likely.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's probably general admission.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's House Blues, yeah. I forget what I paid the last time I went to go see Nine Inch Nails. It was an exorbitant amount, but it was...
But you bought it from the ticket guy, right?
I bought it from the ticket. Yeah, yeah. I bought it at face value, and it was like 4 or 5 rows from the stage. I mean, it was, you know,
I get it, Chris.
It was different. But yeah, so... a couple $100 for
you saw them at like the Wang Theater or whatever, yeah, right? Yeah. So yeah, that's a higher class venue than the House of Blues across from Fenway fucking Park.
And it's assigned seats. Yeah. So it's I heard about who was playing Fenway in the next couple of years. I don't know, somebody coming up. I was like, oh, that would be.
Isn't it Weezer and Green Day and something?
Oh yeah, yeah, it was
like
that.
A triple bill. I forget what the third one was.
The third one wasn't that interesting, but. Weezer and Green Day was, I don't know. If I could see Weezer and Green Day back in their heyday, then that would be interesting. But I don't think it's a concert that involves a time machine. So
yeah, no,
yeah. As much as the tickets might.
I mean, as bummed as I am about going to the fucking Ween show and possibly not. I've seen them more than any other band, so it's not like I'm.
Yeah,
it's not like they've come out with any new songs that I probably haven't already seen them play.
Right. Yeah. And then that was the case with me for like a few years of Nine Inch Nails tours. I was like, I've seen them a whole bunch. I've got kids. I don't need to whatever. And then that one, the last time I went, I was like, all right, my kids are grown. I think it was near my 40th birthday. I was like, I'm gonna go splurge and go. So yeah, once you've seen a band a bunch of times, it's like it's a bummer that you can't go, but it's not the end of the world.
I'd actually rather go. I'd rather see the Dead Milkmen. I want them to come around. Oh. And I think it as much as I feel bad about saying it, I think that would be an easier ticket to get. but I've had more fun going to see the Dead Milkmen than
would it be easier to get than a bitchin' Camaro?
Yes. But I've seen them a couple times recently, and I've had a lot of fun at their shows. Not that I didn't have fun at the Ween shows, but like, you know, the energy that they were putting forth was, you know, I think they were super excited to be touring, and I think Ween was less that because, you know, I think they're probably around the same age, so I have no idea.
Yeah,
but they're all from Pennsylvania.
What is it about Pennsylvania? What are they putting in the water down there?
Weed.
So we went to the mall for my birthday because I'm a good old mall rat. I forget why we were there, but so we were.
Did you play the Metallica pinball at the arcade next to Blaze on the second floor?
Oh, we didn't go to that mall. We went to the Burlington Mall.
Oh, Burlington Mall.
We went to the Burlington Mall because the Burlington Mall still has a Disney store, whereas the Pheasant Lane Mall does not. And I think maybe part of why we're going, you know, because we're going on this Disney trip, maybe we were going to go and look at Disney stuff.
Do they have a Disney store at the...
At Burlington, they do, yeah. But not at...
And they also have a... Don't they have a Lego store there, too?
They do, yep. And we went in there, and that was Force Friday weekend or whatever. So they had a whole bunch of new Star Wars stuff. So that was cool. So, you know, it was all in all a good day to go to the mall.
Did you have Cheesecake Factory for your birthday dinner?
No, what did we... Well, later on that day, we went out and had Chili's with my parents. But...
Over in Lowell,
if we're gonna get really local, we went to Westford.
Oh, cool!
Yeah, we went to the Westford Chili's, but I haven't gone there yet, and I got to get there quick because we still got to talk about your anniversary and the show's anniversary.
Well, I don't know if there's much to say about the show's anniversary. We've been doing this for 5 years. Woo!
All right, I can cross that off the list. So we've been talking. I'd been thinking about getting Melody a phone. A little bit sooner, not even getting her a phone. She already has an old phone of ours, and all we would need was a SIM card. I was like, okay.
Have to complete a mode and then hit it into that little side scoop, and then you'll get the SIM card. You get all the SIM cards. You get like the super wizard mode.
Yes. And? No.
I don't know if any of my pinball friends listen. So I think that was completely. I think Becky's the only one that'll get that.
That's all right.
Yeah.
You can't try to hit every fan every time.
Right.
It's like Kurt Vonnegut said, if you try to open up the window and make love to the world, you'll get pneumonia.
Right.
I mean, that's only part of the quote.
Who fucks windows, anyways?
I don't know.
Windows 98.
So I had this thought. I shared it with Stephanie. I was like, maybe I can just stop by the AT&T store and ask them.
You did it with just Steph, right? They weren't in earshot.
Well, they were behind us, and we were speaking in code, and they had no idea we succeeded because they were like, what are they talking about? And
probably about adult things.
Yeah. So we end up at the mall, you know, we kind of do the first few things. And then we are up at, I want to say it, I don't know if it's Claire's. It's one of those stores I hate going in because it's full of useless tchotchkes.
And teens.
And well, yes, useless teens.
Useless teens.
And so I don't want to be in there. And I'm like, Steph, do you mind if the AT&T store was right next to
me? I mean, that's probably good that you're not that much of a perv that you don't want to be in the store with the useless teens.
I mean, well, I was with my wife and my two children.
Obviously.
Yes. But I was like, all right, so let me just take this moment and go over to the AT&T store. I'll catch up with you guys in a few minutes. And so I go over there, I get the answer to my question, but of course the guy gives me the sales pitch, and I'm initially like, all right, the guy was nice to me, he gave me the answer, I'll listen to the sales pitch, which I have no interest in. He gives me the sales pitch, and I'm like, oh, that's kind of interesting. I'll go talk to my wife about it.
I'm interested in this.
Yeah. So I go downstairs and catch up with them, and I pull Stephanie aside, and the girls are like, what the hell are they talking about? I'm like, listen, this is a stupid idea, but I want to run it by you because I need somebody to tell me it's a stupid idea and agree with me. And so what they were offering was basically a buy one, get one on phones. And I had decided a while back, I'm not getting the new iPhone. It's ugly.
Yeah, you don't like the triple cameras.
Yeah, I don't want it.
I'll have two coffees, one black and one triple cream and triple sugar.
I don't know what.
We did that on the fucking show.
Okay.
That was like, I don't know if that was the second anniversary or the first anniversary.
Right. I forget.
Back when we used to do bits.
My brain is a little Swiss cheesy.
You listen to episode 52 or episode 104.
Yeah.
If you want to listen to those. We can say that now because they're back up on the feed.
They are back up on the feed. Okay, so yeah, so I go downstairs, I talk to Steph, I say, this is a dumb idea, I want you to confirm for me it's a dumb idea. And something in...
the way she moves?
Yes. Somewhere in the conversation we realized, well, if we did this, we would have my phone, which is completely paid off at this point, because of decisions that I've made. That phone would be available to trade in, and then Stephanie could get the Apple Watch that she wants for nothing.
The Apple V?
She just wanted the basic. I know that basic has a new connotation these days. She wanted the cheapest possible Apple Watch.
And I'm referring to the watch as this, but the basic bitch watch.
And so we're like, oh, maybe we should pursue it. And then through some additional negotiations, Kaylee was like, I don't want a new phone. I like my phone, but I would like a watch. This ended up causing problems for us this weekend, which I won't get into. It's all been resolved. But basically, this resulted in me going back upstairs to the AT&T store and saying, you know what? Actually, I will take your deal where I buy one phone and I get one free. And then I can take all of my old phones that are sitting in the house and trade them into Apple, and I can get my family everything they want. And I just have to suffer with an ugly looking phone. And that'll be fine.
Should get the one I saw, like a case that has like Arnold Schwarzenegger with a rocket launcher.
Oh, and I gotta find that because I will show you. My phone showed up, and this that's what it looks like.
Yeah, it looks like it's gonna.
It's fucking ugly.
Explode.
And I have yet to take a better picture than I could have gotten with. And that's the only reason I've upgraded the last few years is I have kids and I like to take pictures of them, but. They don't like me to take pictures of them anymore. So I think we talked about this. So anyway, I feel kind of dumb that I've got it, but everyone else ended up with what they wanted. And so that was all good. But I ended up spending like two and a half hours in that fucking AT&T store because the guy didn't know what the hell he was doing. His computer crashed. And then so all of that compounded with each other. And then we're trying to get in touch with my parents to say, we're going to be back late.
That's never a really
Chili's.
Good. It's never a good sign that when the technology at a store that you're buying technology at isn't working.
Oh, my God. I it's been ages since I bought a phone through my carrier. I always buy them through the Apple Store. And there's a really goddamn good reason for it. I think the last time I did it was Walmart one year had a basically you can get the 2 years previous iPhone for nothing. And Stephanie's phone was really low on bat. Like it couldn't hold a charge.
Yeah, there's an episode of Big Mouth this past season that the one of the kids gets a new phone and like he's got his old phone and he's like an update happened and I got battery cancer.
That's funny.
Becky's phone is that right now, so we're trying to hold on till Christmas and all that'll be her big Christmas present to get a new one because she's got an iPhone 6.
Oh, okay.
It's like I had I think it was the 6S, whatever the one after that one was.
Yeah.
And I got a new phone before she did, and I got this one last year. So.
Right. I mean, they're all good. You know, it's fine. Did not want to spend my whole birthday doing that. And then we got back, went to dinner. That was cool. And the evening was...
What'd you get? Did you get baby back ribs? They still do that?
No, I always get the chicken crispers.
I was always... I remember when they did the all-you-can-eat ribs, and we would all just go there and try to eat as many ribs as possible, but it's just... I don't like it when businesses do that sort of promotion, and then like they're like... Okay, we'll bring you one rib at a time, and then you have to wait 45 minutes for the next one. It's like, fuck you. Just give me all the ribs.
All the ribs. All the ham. People can drink if they get that one. We actually went out to lunch, too, on my birthday. I forgot about that. We went to a very early lunch, and it was at the newish... it was down the street from where you used to live in Woburn, hamburger place.
The newish hamburger place.
Yeah, the newish hamburger place that gives you all you can eat fries, but they just bring you out the
Five Guys?
No.
They may as well like give you all you can eat fries. Basically, they're like, oh, you got a small fry? Here's the small fry, and we're gonna fill the rest of the bag.
Yeah, if you've ever stood there and watched them finishing up orders, they fill the cup and then they just take the thing and they dump it.
Anybody that orders a large fry there is dumb.
Yeah, no, I mean, even for a family, a large fry is too much. Like a family of four, we will get, that's the only time I have ever gotten a large fry there. Or maybe we should even get a regular. I don't, no matter what it is that we get, it's too much.
We don't get fries anymore.
Yeah.
We're not potato people anymore.
Oh, we're not. Steve's not a potato person anymore. I can't believe I can't remember the name of that fucking hamburger place. But they tend to, I complimented them on the fact that they basically give you just the right amount of fries. It's not like the baby back ribs thing. It's like they seem to have somehow figured out what is the right amount of fries to put on there. And you can keep getting more. You could ask for more, but no, it was perfect.
Oh, like the Red Robin.
There, that's what it was. Red Robin.
Stephanie had a gift card. I've gone to that one and the one in Nashua a number of times. And I don't think because it opened like while we were still living over there.
Yeah.
I don't think they've ever gotten my order 100% correct.
No.
Of the many times I've gone there.
That sucks.
Yeah. They always manage to fuck something up.
So that was my birthday. It was good. What about your
my birthday? Actually,
your that was my anniversary of my birth. What about your anniversary, which is your wedding anniversary?
About a year ago or a year ago and a week, minus a week.
Mm.
We got married.
Yeah,
and so
I was there.
Yes, you were present. we went back to the scene of the crime.
I saw that. I saw some photos.
Yeah, we did a little. We stood under the pergola, whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah.
I hate that I know that that's a word from watching fucking like Fixer Upper.
Yep. The pergola.
Oh, it's the pergola. It really like it's a nothing thing that you put outside. It doesn't offer you any shade or protection from the rain. It's just a structure.
It's a nice name.
Yeah. But yeah, we did a smooch under there. We ate an apple, and then before we went there, we went to Becky's parents' house and we got the cakes.
Great!
The top tier of Becky's, our cake.
Yeah,
and I had the groom's cake. And most of that.
Yeah.
So we did the apple picks. The Macintosh were blighted. They were all gross, so we didn't. And I ate two or three bites of an apple.
Yeah. Now that's abnormal. I mean, it's got sugar in it, so that's abnormal. I mean, and how did it taste?
It tasted good.
Okay. Not too sweet. I know that's like a concern. Not a concern, but that's the thing that I wonder about is like when you go off of sugar for so long, is something like that even?
No, I mean, it tasted just, I mean, we monk fruit all the time, which is basically a fake, well, it's not fake sugar. It's like a sweetener, but your body doesn't metabolize it like sugar does. And so therefore you just shit it out. You don't.
Right.
I'm just shitting out sugar.
Shitting out monk fruit.
Yeah. So, but that has a sweet flavor to it. So it's not like I'm not used to it anymore.
Yeah.
But it's, it was good.
Yeah.
The cake was real. Like, so we went to Margaritas afterwards and I had a couple of, it was basically, it wasn't technically a margarita. Mm-hmm. What I had was lime juice, tequila, and a little bit of soda water.
Okay. So that's missing the sugar,
triple sec simple syrup. Usually.
Okay, got it. Yeah, yeah. All right.
Or depending on what kind you get, like.
Yeah, I was trying to think of like what's missing from
margarita. The actual like sugar and right. So it's very, very like bitter. Well, it's very sour.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why I add the soda water just to
make it. And was it all right?
Yeah, it was fine. I had a couple of those. And then we asked the folks there and we're like, we're going to eat this cake. Is that okay? And they're like, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
And then like the dude was like dumbfounded. He was like, wait, that's a year old cake.
Has he never heard of people saving their wedding?
I don't know. He was young. He was a young kid. So he was just like, maybe that's just something that hasn't crossed his radar.
I think if we... If I definitely think we saved it. I don't know if we actually ate it or if it just got tossed.
Yeah, but we sliced up the gum fruit because it was a lot more of that, and so I had an entire slice. I didn't way more than the day we got married. I think I only had a couple of bites. Yeah.
Well, that's always true. Not always true, but I think that's widely true for the couple getting married, is that you don't have very much of the food that you spent all of that time picking out when you were preparing for the wedding.
Yeah, so I had a whole slice, and I ate all except for the fondant. The fondant's gross.
Yeah,
but it
gross
makes
after time, or was it?
It's just gross in general. Okay. Like I don't think I've ever enjoyed eating it. Yeah. Like it tastes fine,
right?
I guess, but I
wish I could. I think that look came across in the way that you said. Okay, that, but I wish people could have seen the look that went around with fine.
Yeah, but it's like not something you actually want to. I mean, like, if you are starving to death, you could eat some fucking fondant and be like, "All right, I'm okay. I won't die."
So
it just like it helps, like, you know, if you're gonna have like a double fruit cake, then like it's perfect for making it look like that, but it's not perfect for tasting good.
So we were like,
what do we do now? We have these cakes, so we just basically talked to the waiter, and I'm like, do you in the maybe the crew in the kitchen, like whatever, or anybody that's working today, want this cake?
Yeah.
Like we don't, like, you can either throw it out or you guys can eat it. Like, we don't care either way. And just, you know, do you want it? And he's like, yeah, sure. Yeah. And he ate it and he's like, oh, that cake was good. Yeah. I mean, you can't go wrong with peanut butter and chocolate. I don't
think. No. Yeah. I think if you,
unless you're allergic to either of those things, in which case your throat would close up and then.
I'm trying to remember. Yeah, I can't remember if we had it or not. And we were in Canada, actually, on our anniversary, or not first anniversary.
Take off, you knob.
Yeah, we were getting patted down by the Border Patrol. I think I've told that story.
At least you didn't get it. Whoop.
Not that I recall. Maybe I blocked it out.
Yeah.
cool. That so you did that. And was that the whole of the. That was a Sunday.
Yeah. So. And then Monday, when we were going to record, because of the whole thing, Mike and Sarah came back into town, and so we hung out with them.
Yeah.
And so I was just like, let's just skip it.
So you kind of extended your. Did you both have Monday off anyway, or did you go to work?
No, we went to work.
Oh, you went to work. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's cool. I mean, you get to have.
And then we did the exact same thing, like, because like Mike and Sarah couldn't come to the wedding last year because Sarah couldn't get time off. It was a big to do. But then they were in town, and there was a little bit of crossover from when we got back from the honeymoon, and when they were still here.
Oh,
and so we hung out, and I think we played some Nintendo. We didn't play Nintendo this past week, but it was we went to Zesty's 2, which used to be the Chelmsford House of Pizza up there in North Chelmsford. Mm-hmm. And then this past Monday, we had regular plain old Zesty's.
You gotta do that.
I got myself a bowl of meat.
Mm-hmm. Like a steak and cheese?
Yes.
Yeah, but without the
roll.
Without the roll. That would actually be pretty... I would think it would be pretty fucking good. Their steak and cheese has always been... I like their pizza too much. I tend to just always go with that, but I have always loved their steak and cheese.
Yeah, there was a very tempting buffalo chicken pizza there that I did not take a slice of.
Yeah. They're... Yeah, our family still goes there every fucking Friday night.
I know.
I don't know how long that, like 40 years. I don't know. I don't know if they were doing it before I was born, but certainly by the time I was a kid. So it's like at least 30 something years.
It's weird. Like, I think it would just be really weird if we were just to travel back in time 20 years or whatever and be like, just walk around Chelmsford Center and be like, how much of this is fucking different?
Oh my gosh. We went to a... last Sunday, it turned out it ended up all right for us because there was a thing down in the center of town in Chelmsford that I probably wouldn't have gone to because if you and I had been recording. And it was a sort of, not a river walk, but because there's a little stream that actually kind of goes through the center that I forget is there, and I think most people forget is there because most of it's underneath the center. And they were doing like an arts walk, and at any rate, they had a map there for what the sort of envisioning for kind of the center of town and things like that. I'll have to go back and look at it more, but I thought ever since they moved the I'm getting wicked local for you. Ever since they moved the Purity Supreme Stop and Shop out of the center of town, and there hasn't been a grocery store there, I've just felt like there's nothing there.
Like the center of town
is just like nobody. Why would you even go to the center of town unless you lived there or you were there for the parade? There's nothing to attract you.
Well, I mean, apparently Fishbones is a good restaurant.
This is true. That's pretty much the one thing.
But like, what is over in that plaza over there where Stop and Shop used to be?
There's a gym, which I belonged to for a little while until the...
And the Friendly's closed.
The Friendly's closed.
Well, so not that, you know, that was the famous Brian story of him shitting his pants after eating at that particular Friendly's. So I don't know why it's closed. And the fucking Papagino's in Chelmsford Center is one of the few that's still open.
I can't fucking believe it. The number of pizza places that are around that fucking town, I can't believe that Papagino's is still...
Like there's one in Acton that closed. Like I imagine that probably did better than that one. Like I don't get it. Like
not at all do I get it. And like Bill and Andy's across the street closed. Now it's a toy shop and a bike store when we were kids, and then it was just a bike store for a very long time, and now it closed and it's a ski shop and a like a hot tub store. And it's like,
of course. I mean, that's exactly like when I want to buy some skis, I also want a hot tub.
It's just so fucking, I don't know. There's no fucking personality in I can say my town because it's still my town or our town.
Yeah, I mean, we grew up there. Right?
Like, it's no fucking personality in our town. There's no bookstore. There's no art. Like, there's nothing.
There's no paperback booksmith at the Chelmsford Mall.
Oh my gosh.
So fro fabrics.
Ugh. I just, you know, and I'm not saying, although maybe you would say Maynard does have a lot, but like
there's a lot of culture here.
There's at least a fucking movie theater, like an old movie theater down. Like Chelmsford has fucking nothing,
and we have like, you know, I mean our pizza joints are just as mediocre as any other.
I don't know. I have friends and I've gone off and like met with people in towns that are not that dissimilar from Chelmsford. It's just they've got like the one or two things. They've got a bookstore or they've got a cool coffee shop or like
we have the Harry Potter store downtown.
I did not know that.
Yeah, you might want to take the kids there sometime.
I should take the kids there. They will be very excited.
I forget what days they're not open, but I think it's not the weekend, or it might be Sunday actually. I think they might not be open on Sunday. Yeah. So definitely check before you go.
All right. Well, I will do that.
You do that.
If I remember, my memory's not so good. My attention span's not so good this weekend because we've just got a couple minutes left. So I'll bring this up and maybe people will send an angry email just saying, Chris, why are you so stupid? and that's always a good
way. We made
way
it the whole show without you annoying me. What are you doing?
Okay. So I am at the heaviest I've been as an adult.
So and yeah, that, you want a Snickers bar before you
maybe. At any rate, you know, so this is a thing I've talked with my doctors about and whatever. And I think stress is a huge part of what's going on, possibly not just there but in other areas. So on Thursday, I had Thursday off because the kids had a half day, and. I was working from home on Friday. So on Thursday, I was like, I've got 5 days in a row that I'm home. Like, I don't have to go anywhere. So let me try to eliminate coffee and my Adderall from my diet at the exact same time. And I was like, because these things are both causing me additional anxiety. And that would be a really good test to get it out of my system. Well,
it's usually like if you're going to eliminate medication from especially like a mood alterant, you might want to talk to your doctor before doing something like that.
Okay, so my doctor and I had the last time I saw my doctor, we talked about dialing back on it, not using it on the weekends, and possibly not using it, using it more sparingly. But what I had found was, you know, generally speaking, I find it a little bit harder to concentrate. But I was like, well, if the combination of the Adderall and the coffee in the morning is just...
It's like a combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
Yes. I gotta write that down. Hopefully I'll remember. I just come back to the end of the show and I'll listen to that bit.
Right.
At any rate, so the I have spent a great deal of the last few days asleep and in bed and kind of with so little energy. And such an inability to focus. But then when I ran it by my wife, who, you know, generally a little suspicious of me being on the medicines and the whatever, and remembers a time when I didn't need any of this stuff to function, she's like, well, yeah, why don't you try it out? She's trying to be supportive.
Right.
What I think I'd been hoping she would say is, you're an idiot. Don't do that.
Well, I mean, you are like the thing that I was concerned about was you not consulting your doctor, but you had already done that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. No. So I had talked with my doctor about it and you know, but this is a while ago, and what we settled on was one of the other medicine I was on, half that and see if that makes a difference. It doesn't. Try to. You know, maybe not do the Adderall on the weekends, but I just like going from having Adderall and coffee in your system on a daily basis to not having that.
So you were constipated, is what you're saying?
Oh, God. Yes.